Philadelphia was one of 90 cities nationwide where education advocates gathered in hopes of highlighting, quote, how disinvestment in public education is damaging our communities. In the wintry dusk of South Broad Street, the group halted traffic as it chanted call-and-response attacks on the governor's education record. Advocates called on Corbett to adopt a transparent, data-driven metric that parcels out education funds based on need. The ideal formula, they say, would give more funds to districts serving a higher percentage of students in poverty, with disability, and who are learning English. Pennsylvania implemented such a formula under former Governor Ed Rendell. Under Corbett, the state became one of three in the nation to disperse ed funding without a formula. If again implemented, advocates say the formula would go a long way towards improving educational outcomes in cash-strapped urban districts such as Philadelphia. Deani Martinez, sophomore at Kensington Kappa and member of Youth United for Change, described this school year as hectic, frustrating, crazy. She says the tension in the building is palpable, overworked teachers and students who feel cast aside by an uncaring system.
Every couple of days, like, there's a new fight. There's a new problem with someone. Before, we didn't have fights in the school, like, whatsoever. We had peer mediation. We had counselors that would talk to the students and resolve the conflict before it got to the point where they had to fight. We don't have that anymore.
A Corbett spokesman defended the governor's education record, saying Rendell inflated the state education budget through non-recurring stimulus funds. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.